Listening Library presents Getting Away with Murder, The True Story of the Emmett Till Case by Chris Crow. Read for you by Victor Bavine. Introduction. I was born near Chicago, Illinois in 1954, just 1 year before 14-year-old Emmett Till was murdered in Tallahatchie County, Mississippi. Though his death and the trial of his murderers received national press coverage, and especially intense attention in his hometown of Chicago, my parents recall nothing at all of the case or the news coverage of the trial. But parents can't know everything, so school should have introduced me to this landmark civil rights event, but it didn't. Through elementary school, junior high, high school, college, and graduate school, I never once read nor heard anything about Emmett Till. It wasn't until I was writing a book about the life and works of Newbery-winning author Mildred D. Taylor that I first encountered Emmett. In one of her essays, Taylor made a reference to a 14-year-old African-American boy who had been murdered in her home state of Mississippi in 1955. I followed up on the reference to Emmett just to make sure it wasn't something I should include in my book about Taylor. What I found stunned me. A gruesome photograph of this boy from Chicago, lying in a casket, his face and head horribly disfigured. The article that accompanied the photo grabbed my interest, not because it had anything to do with Mildred D. Taylor, but because it detailed a critical moment in American civil rights history that I, with all of my years of schooling and reading, had never learned. This article piqued my interest, and I dug some more, eventually finding two very helpful books about the case. Clenora Hudson Weems's Emmett Till, The Sacrificial Lamb of the Civil Rights.